Did you say that?
No.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you would say it's...
yours.
Okay. If it belonged to both of us, you'd say it's...
ours.
And if it belonged to all the children, you'd say it's...
theirs.
And if it belonged to one little boy, you'd say it's...
his.
And to Yvonne, you'd say it's...
hers.
Okay. Okay, suppose you've had some good friends over to visit your family, and everybody's had a good time, and just before they're ready to leave, or as they're leaving, you'd say...
come back.
Okay, or another way of saying it. You might say,
when are you coming back?
Okay. Suppose it's a whole lot of people. Mm-hmm. Would you say you?
Yes, you all.
Okay. When do you say you all? Do you say it now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Would you use it in an expression like that?
You all come back.
Does that always mean more than one person? Would you say it to just one person?
No.
All right, the same sort of thing. If somebody's been to a party and started to leave and you were asking about the rats, you'd say,
where are your wraps?
Okay. Would you ever say, y'all's or y'all's?
No.
What? No. Write me a note. Okay, suppose, you had to miss one of your lecture classes, and you might see a friend of yours. You want to inquire about what they said. You would ask.
What did he say?
Okay. Would you ever say what all did he say?
Yes.
Okay. What's the difference between when you say what all and when you say that?
I don't really know of any.
If some kids were growing up and they were pretty much on their own because it seemed like they were always being sent out to play or there's never anybody around to take care of them, you'd say there's nobody else to look out for them, so they had to learn how to look out for
themselves.
Okay. And if nobody else will do a job for a fella, you'd say he'd better do it
himself.
Okay. Okay, this is the part I want to...